hallucinogenic effect, not like a drug which is harmful and wrong.
Fuck! Are we on the air? Shit! Play the intro! So it's time once again for the Sean Kennedy Show. This is Sean Kennedy Show number 2. The special is Scientology, or as I like to call it, the Nut Bars in a Nutshell. You are free to copy this show every way you see fit. You can make discs. You can hand it out to people. You can make CDs. Feel free to copy this. If someone's handed you a copy of this, don't be offended. This, you know, the language is a little strong, but that's all well and good, you know, and typical Sean style. It's all well and good, baby.
It's all good and it's all fun.
It's all. Is your mic okay now?
My mic's.
Is my
happy.
Mic on? Is my mic loud enough?
Yeah. Last week people said I was fuzzy.
Were you fuzzy?
Yeah, and I think I'm still fuzzy.
Well, you got a haircut.
I need some. I need some treble in my voice.
You need some treble?
There we go.
Yeah, bring the treble.
Oh, that's you.
That,
I need
but
more trouble.
Am I not troubled enough?
Here we are. You're too troubled. Troubled.
There we go.
There, is that
hello,
okay?
hello. Yeah.
Cool. We can all be like internet DJs. So, as I was saying, you're free to distribute this, do whatever you want with it, copy it, graffiti it, tattoo it on your face, whatever you want to do, that's all well and good, and do not worry about any consequences, because I won't prosecute. Alrighty, so who made it into the IRC tonight? Let's go down from the top. We got Sumerian.
Yay.
Oh yeah, because you're right here. Homer, me. Yeah, well, that's kind of philosophical. Smokehouse, Agent Mulder, Banky Boy, Bite AFK, Case AFK, Creek Top, Della Morta. Della Morta. Is that like... What's that?
Della
I'm not too sure. Dr. Zodiac, Docs, Disturbed, Enki, Evil James, Fester D. Penis, Frozen Fox, Genesis, Grendel, Jojo the Dog Face Boy, Kadath, Kexler, Labrath, Lizard Man, Mary Bell, Nomad Half Elf. Oh, somebody! I hate when they do that.
IRMETFWM,
the fucking woman, maybe. Anyway, just at a guess. Jojo the Dog, Kexler, Labrat, Lizardman, Mary Bell, Nomad Half Elf, Suo, Zerstor, Sparky, Cynic, TS Studio. What's TS Studio? Is that us?
Somebody's in. No.
TS. TS.
Can't remember.
All human beatbox here. Unix, Vampire This Morning, Gargoyle Breaker. You spit on my arm.
You like it.
Gargoyle Breaker went, spit on me! Spit on me!
Oh, it made me feel cheap and dirty.
Here on Rant Radio, where I don't make any money anyway. It's pretty easy to feel cheap and dirty when you're not making any money. I'm so cheap, I do it for free. I tried for 2 hours to do it for free. Wow, do I ever suck? So, here we are.
Once again.
And this week, as promised, I want to do a show on Scientology and talk about the Nut Bars in a Nutshell.
It's too easy.
Yeah, now, it's really way too easy. As a matter of fact, I had known that Scientology is some pretty freaky stuff. You know, people who don't know anything about Scientology, you know, maybe there's some people here who are interested in Scientology, Or they, you know, they heard of Scientology, mostly me saying, you know, they should be beaten to death with shovels. You know,
yes.
Pang! You know, pang!
Scientology,
you know.
Pang.
That's Scientology,
most
pang.
Most they've gotten out of it.
Now, you know what I cannot understand is I cannot understand how the hackers are these big evil things. You know, they're brutally evil, evil people.
Yes.
But Scientologists are protected from the world. Like, they're you know, it's a religion. Hackers equal bad. Scientology equal protected. Okay.
I know. We got to make hackers into a religion.
That's right. We have to make hackers into a religion. The Church of Hackers. Now,
and then we can go tax-free. Yeah,
well, I kind of thought of that. You know, I made a joke once, and it turned into a quasi-religious movement. Now it turned into like a whole bunch of other stuff. So I'm kind of
didn't quite
yeah,
get tax
exemption. I tried
exemption.
To do that. I tried to do that. Start a religion thing, you know, and it just turned out being kind of scary. So
run away.
I don't want to do that anymore. I can barely look after myself. I can, you know,
yeah, let alone hundreds
of
people.
Hundreds
of
thousands of people, you know, who think that I may or may not rule. You know, it's a little...
Depending on the day.
Yeah, a little frightening.
Alignment of the moons.
A little frightening for me. Not
That's
really,
a good name. Who even cares?
Who even cares? That's a good name.
That is.
I care. I think people should care.
Yes.
I don't think that people should just, you know, kind of throw up their hands in disgust and not care.
And
that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about here is every single show that we do, I want to make sure that not only do we have, you know, the problems, but I want to have the solutions as well. So people can want to make a, and not in a, yes, and if you want to work on this kind of thing, all you have to do is drop out of school and dedicate your life to
24 hours a day.
Cut it into your forehead. You know, that's not the case. Scientology. Got to stay on focus here because they got a lot of ground
with these people.
How was your week?
My week was pretty good. I went over to my friend's house on the weekend.
That's right. Yeah, we had the auction.
We had an auction for my band.
Yes, for Porn on Beta.
Porn on Beta. www.pornonbeta.com.
www.pornonbeta.com.
Go there now.
Buy
the album.
Buy all of them. Buy the fucking album, bitch. It was like, yeah, whoever heard, what rap album was that? It was N.W.A.
Or Eazy-E, one of those.
No, it was an N.W.A. I think it was, it was 100 Miles and Running.
Yes.
Yeah,
because it was on the EP and
because they were talking about the name of the new album is
like,
Niggas for Life.
And it's like backwards, and I'm like, what the fuck is the name of the new album?
What's the new album? Buy the new album, bitch. And all this kind of stuff. I'm like, whoa, dude, that's, you know, I like being called bitch by my favorite band. I think it's great. You know, wow, messed up. So
it was good.
We had the auction.
Yes, we had the auction. Raised a lot of money for Porn on Beta, so we can get like cool equipment for our CD release party.
That's right.
And so we can have like groovy, funky Winamp visualizations playing in the background while I'm like
lots of
while I'm singing like that, all deep and menacing and stuff.
We actually for the musical break tonight, Kadath is going to be beating me up because I went over to Kadath's the other night.
Yeah,
and I went over for dinner. Kenneth has some nice stuff.
Yeah.
And him and his wife made up this meal, you know. You know, this is why I am having a hell of a time being a vegetarian.
Because there's
good food out there.
Dripping
you know?
With grease and cheese.
Oh, fuck,
and...
man. I'm just like, whoa, dude. So we show up at the house, right? And, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, this would be cool. You know, I'm used to, you know, go to buddy's house for dinner. We'll order pizza and have some Doritos.
Jeez,
you know, and classy's like Ruffles. You know, whoa, hey, these are Lay's.
Slow down.
That's all right. You know, that's all
these
good.
These are Ripple.
You know, we can either get the 3-for-1 or we can actually order from Panago. You know, that'll be okay, you know. But we went over there and I had, I knew I was in trouble. They'd show up and they had like these little crackers with escargot and special smoked oysters that were all done up in this killer batter and stuff.
And that's just the hors d'oeuvres.
And I'm like, oh, damn. So and then
there goes the diet. Remember last week?
Remember the diet? Remember that?
Salt water and
salt water on. Gone. So then Adrienne, of course, she doesn't eat anything that's scary. Oysters and slugs
those
are scary. So
scary
she was
things.
Like, ah. So
just
she was,
slimy.
Yeah. So she wasn't really into that. So I consumed all of the hors d'oeuvres. Oh.
I'll take hers.
Yeah.
She was gonna eat.
She
all
was gonna
of these.
Eat. I'll just eat that, honey. Did you want this over here? No. Okay. I'll just take your sample. But it was brutal. And then we had this pork loin dinner that was just like, pork loin. Like, oh, nothing fattening there.
Not at all.
Oh, it was amazing. And this Mexican rice and this amazing salad.
Yeah.
And I had like two helpings, but it was one of those two helpings where the first helping was like they served it. And the second helping, the second helping is when I went back and I had more than I had the first helping.
Yeah.
And they played a dirty trick. You know, I come from a family where if you are going to eat some food. Okay, all the food should be on the table. That way you can gauge the battle plan. Because it's not a meal. It's you versus food.
Yeah.
You know?
You can see how much is left.
You can order the large pizza. And sometimes if you're feeling in the mood for a good battle, it's like, yeah, I'll take two large pizzas. And then you put them down tonight. Yeah, and you put them down on the desk and you throw one box over and you're like, ah! And then you throw up in the other box and you're like, so, we see meat again, 2-on-1. And you grab one on each hand. I'll kick your ass, monkey!
You're no match for me. Tonight.
You are no match for me tonight. Behold, my jaws of pain, you know? So, and this is why I weigh 300 pounds. Cut my weight down to a slim and trim 450 pounds. But seriously, no, it was, that's what it was like, you know? And I'm like, okay, that was the food.
Yeah.
And then the secret weapon! The food dessert. For the secret weapon! Yes. Dessert. They didn't have dessert on the table. That's a cruel thing to do.
It is. You don't know what it is. What? How much to leave?
Yeah, you don't know how much room to leave. And what did they do? They made homemade from scratch cheesecake.
Oh, God.
And it was just like, I'm like, ah!
Who can resist?
Oh, you know, and I'm looking at it, my arteries are hardening. I'm like, no!
Give me the needle. I'll just inject it straight in. Where's the vein?
Yeah, you know, and the mind is going, no, you must be at peace. You must turn away from these fatty foods. And my body's like, give me the goddamn fatty foods, you know. It's really bad because my mind is like Steve Buscemi, and my body is like the big black guy from the Green Mile. So, you know, you're going to lose.
Sean punches himself a couple times in the head and starts eating.
Yeah, I was like,
mind, you die.
Yeah, you die now. So anyway, but that was very cool, and I've got some music from them that I'm going to play next week. This is all going back to Porn on Beta again.
Okay, full circle.
Yeah, full circle, because Kadath has got, Kadath is from Mexico.
Yeah.
Him and his wife came up here from Mexico, and we were over there, and they're playing some fat music, some very cool music, and one of them is, I'll play it next week, but it's like a classical stuff that's just staggering. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And I can't play it this week because we're going to be playing something else, and I don't want to taint this cool music with the scum and the vileness that is Scientology. I feel that Scientology.
Taint my music.
I hate Scientology. Oh my God, do I hate Scientology?
He even has a T-shirt.
Yeah, this is not an unbiased approach. Okay, this is not an unbiased approach.
Bear in mind, this is not 2020.
Yeah, understand. Going into this, I'm not going to be all Dan Rather and be like, well, you know, some people find it rather odd. You know, no, I hate these guys. All right. So if you got this CD given to you, understand that somebody doesn't want you to be involved with Scientology. They won't tell you that because they tell people to be supportive. You know, that's what in the cult, anti-cult
with
stuff.
An open mind.
Yeah, well, no. If someone you know isn't being involved with a cult, the worst thing you can do is oppose the cult. Because the cult will immediately cut you off.
And they'll run away from you.
And they'll run away, right?
Yeah.
So somebody might go, you know, so they'll like have this plan and be like, listen to this guy. He went really crazy on Scientology. Do you think he's right? So everything I'm going to say tonight, I got on facts. And everything that I'm going to give you tonight is going to be from, if we forward, read along with me in your book. There's two links at the end here, which we're going to put up right now.
Okay.
Okay. One of them is called Xenu.net. Now, those who were back in the day, they remember I was talking about Xenu.net. These guys kick ass. Okay. Lots of information. They're incredible. And the other one is called LisaTrust.net. Now, LisaTrust.net is pretty cool because they have video and a lot of videos.
Wow, really?
Yes, like a ton of streaming audio of interviews with people who were involved with it, all that kind of stuff. I was trying to, I was going to rip
that would be cool.
Something and play it, but I couldn't figure out how to rip. Because Real Audio's got this new thing now where it's no longer Real Audio, it's Real One.
Oh.
And
I can defeat that. Should have forwarded it to me.
Yeah, well, I did it today because I was in a rush, you know,
okay.
It was kind of a problem. And plus, you work on all weekend doing your band stuff because you're so cool now.
Uber cool.
You're uber cool. But, it's pretty frightening. Of course, we do have music in the background.
Can you hear that? I don't know.
Can anybody hear that?
I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah, why don't you go check out?
And
I'll keep... keep on. Tell us why, Sean. Tell us why. I'm just going through the IRC. Oh, incidentally, don't even bother messaging me in IRC while the show is on because I'm not looking at the show. I got a big whack full of notes. Okay. Last week I had to get that what the hell thing out of my system. You know, talking about peeing out my ass and all the rest of it. But Grindel wants to know if you can set the Winamp for a larger buffer. You know, I'm
getting. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Just look around. I'm not going to tell you how. Mine's busy.
I'm not going to tell you. Hang on. I got... Oh, no. Way to go. He shut down his stream.
We're okay, going to try real hard to keep it up tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're doing good because we're not 15 minutes late to start.
Yes.
You know, which is good.
The music is at a good level.
Is it?
It's not bad.
It's not too bad, so people can hear it.
People can hear it. It's just sort of sitting there.
It's kind of in the background. Yeah.
Not too crazy.
Unix is all, everyone message Sean!
Yeah. Ding, go ding, ahead, ding, fill ding, your boots. I ain't got a fucking answer.
He's not answering.
Okay. Now, everyone's got religions, right? Like, there's a lot of crackpot religion out there. As a matter of fact, a lot of religion is crackpot.
Yes.
Okay, now, there's a difference I find. I don't have a real problem with religions, okay? I don't have a real problem with people's faith. As long as you remember the key crucial thing, which is I could be wrong. If you do not remember the phrase, I could be wrong, those four words, if you cannot say that and believe it, you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just think of how many religions there are. I mean, can they all be right?
Yeah.
No.
They can't. No. And if you want to believe something, right, that's your reality, right? People believe that, and that's their reality, and that's how they build their reality. And that's helps
them through life.
Yeah, some people go through life, you know, with their, we all got thick glasses on and big hoodies and going, we're Lee Haxor.
No, we're pathetic.
No, we're not. We're Lee Haxor.
And I like to believe I'm a media icon, and, you know, we're all rock stars.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
Give me a break. So,
It's
all a big game of let's pretend, and that's okay. You know, that's okay, and we don't like to, you know, punch too many big shoves into that. You know, we don't want to make people's reality unstable. Like, when I was younger, I used to argue religious theology. So my mother, I don't know actually if you know this, a lot of people may not know this.
Probably not.
But my mother is a Wiccan. She was raised Wiccan. And this is why back in the 80s, I was really quite heavily persecuted against because there's like four churches in Port Kells. And this is in the 80s was a big, you know, Dungeons and Dragons is evil.
They had to build their house up five times.
Yeah, no.
It kept on burning down.
Yeah, seriously. Like, get up in the morning, people outside with rakes and hoes and shit. Fuck off. Get off my lawn.
The monster
speaks. I'm like, I'm going to pee out my window if you don't get off my lawn. But no, seriously. And it was really brutal. So I got ostracized and wound up hiding in the library. But the reason why. That happened was because my mother was Wiccan. And a lot of people might not know that because I'm always talking about witch hunts and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
And they all go, no, that's offensive. Yeah, I'm a very offensive person, really, you know.
When it comes down to it.
You know, really. You know, and you know what? I've met quite a bit of success being offensive.
Yeah.
You know,
people taken
yeah,
pretty
no,
good
I
to
think,
it.
I think people enjoy me being offensive. So I'm not going to try to stop it. Yeah. I'm not going to try to stop it. You know,
working
America,
for you.
North America gets the celebrities we deserve. And I'm the answer to that. He goes, oh, you're going to make Britney Spears famous? No problem. Hey, Sean, come over here. We got a job for you. You know, and that's pretty much how it's going to work. But anyway, so back to the thing is that everyone kind of, you know, has their beliefs, right? And that's all cool, provided that people aren't being manipulated, people aren't getting hurt or killed, okay, mm-hmm. and their lives aren't being destroyed. That's when I go, damaging cult. Cultists are bad. I'm not really into the whole cult thing. I think that a lot of people in Scientology are not bad people. Okay, there's a lot of people
misguided.
Who are...
Misguided.
Yeah, well, no, they're manipulated.
Yeah.
And they are brutally manipulated, and they're designed that way. And over the facts, and these are the facts, okay? Well, this isn't going to be my interpretation. This isn't a bunch of hogwash. I actually went through a lot of work to track down the actual facts of what is Scientology about. Okay, so what Scientology is? What is Scientology? What is the core belief of Scientology? Okay?
Wait for it.
You know, yeah, this is some shit here. Okay, everybody take a big bong hit of the drug of choice, okay? Do not worry, because no matter how high you get, there is no chance of you believing. This Adam and Eve thing? The Adam and Eve thing?
That's pretty good compared to this.
I would be smoking some serious hash with a bunch of pygmies worshipping a large toad with the world on his back. Before I buy into this game, okay? I'll be down there praying to mushrooms before I go and do this.
Believe me, Scientologists don't open a conversation with this.
No. As a matter of fact, if Scientologists are listening right now, if they tune in, they will turn this off. Not because they're like, oh, this guy hates Scientology. No, they'll turn it off because I'm revealing secret stuff that they're not supposed to learn until later in their indoctrination.
After they paid.
Now, those two links I posted, lisatrust.net and zenu.net, they will give you all the information you can eat and then some. You know what I mean? And this isn't sort of bad. This isn't kind of bad like Mormons, you know, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or fucked up like, you know, like Jehovah's Witnesses because nobody has Christmas.
Yeah, and they can't, like, give blood or anything.
Yeah,
or
they
receive
blood and shit.
Like that's minor.
Yeah, that's...
oh, well, no blood.
You
okay.
know... So, like, whatever. So here's the belief structure, all right? And if I'm pissing off all Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons in the room tonight, I'm not really caring. All right, so just so you know, hey.
You're not our core demographic.
You're not our core demographic. The Jehovah's Witnesses and the
Mormons.
Step
outside while we do this and pray for our souls.
I like Hasidic Jews, though.
Hasidic Jews. What are they about?
I don't know. I just always hear people talk about the
Hasidic. It's a cool name.
Hasidic Jew. What do you want? I'm a Hasidic Jew.
Sounds deadly. Like
that sounds
Hasidic.
I'm a Hasidic. What do you do? I can spit acid 35 feet. Damn.
Fuck. Where do I sign up?
Where do I get to be a Hasidic Jew? You know? Can I get one of them cool things with all the fucking candles on it? And yeah, we have to cut that thing off your dick. Whoa. You know, that's all cool. Can I have something? Can I have another hit? Anyway, so no. Okay, so this is Scientology in a nutshell. Okay, here's where we're at. 75 million years ago, okay, there was a galactic overlord in this sector of the galaxy named Xenu, X-E-N-U, okay? And he was in charge of 76 planets, including Earth. Wow. And Earth at that time was known as Tegeak, T-E-E-G-E-E-A-K, so like Tegeak. Okay, so it's kind of like if a bullet went through glass, spun across the yard, and smacked someone in the face. Tegeak! Okay, so that's kind of what it sounds like. All the planets... the Xenu controlled over were populated by an average of 178 billion people.
Way too many.
75 million years ago, so there's 76 planets with 178 billion people on each.
Whoa.
Social problems dictated that Xenu rid his sector of the galaxy of this overpopulation problem, so he developed a plan. Like, you know, what about condoms? I'm not going to... Okay, no, we're not going to make fun of this. Well, yeah.
Yes, we are.
I'm so going to make fun of this. But this is no shit. This is what they're believing, okay?
Yeah.
Xenu sent out tax audit demands to these trillions of people. I'm like, we're going to take a dime off all of you, and I'm going to be in poker chips for years. As each one entered the audit centers of the income tax inspections, like, I mean, God never tried that shit with income tax. You know?
No.
Noah. Yeah, we're going to do a tax audit, so you're going to want to build yourself a tax shelter called an ark. Anyway.
Sail on it.
So as each one of the, as each person in the, you know, each of the 170 billion people on all the planets entered these tax places, the people were seized, held down, and injected with a mixture of alcohol and glycol, and were frozen.
Oh, sweet.
God damn. Then all 13.5 trillion of these frozen people were put into spaceships that it looked exactly like DC-8 airplanes, except the spaceships had rocket engines instead of propellers.
Okay.
Now, I heard a statistic one time that if all of the nation of China walked by you, the line would never end. Because they'd be replicating faster than they could get by you. And there's like a billion people.
Right.
Now, if there's 178 billion people at an average walking place by on a planet, it would probably take a couple of years.
Imagine
walking
rounding
pace.
Them up and injecting all these people.
But even still, like halfway through the 5 years, they'd be like, hey, isn't half the population of the planet gone? Didn't anybody clue in? You know, the last guy in line's like, wow, sure is quiet out here. You know, give me a break.
And, what's going on?
But that's okay. That's okay. Xenu sent out tax blah, 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 blah. Xenu's entire fleet of these DC-8, like, spaceships then flew to the planet Earth.
Whoa.
Including Earth, which is, oh, okay. So all 13.5 trillion people.
Yes.
Okay, came to Earth.
Whoa.
Which was Tegeak.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a shitload of people. I'd like to get the actual dynamics of that. But anyway, flew to planet Earth where the frozen people were dumped in and around volcanoes in the Canary Islands and the Hawaiian Islands. So the volcanoes were very busy as they were burning 13.5 trillion bodies. When Xenu's Air Force had finished dumping the bodies in the volcanoes, hydrogen bombs were dropped into the volcanoes, and the frozen space aliens were vaporized.
You're losing me.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So he took 13.5 trillion, but fuck Hitler. No. He used Earth's volcanoes because we got the best volcanoes.
Oh, yeah. Out of all those planets.
Fuck Mars with all their acid storms and that. No, fuck all that. We want to use Earth volcanoes because that's the shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then what they do is they drop all 13.5 trillion people into volcanoes, and then we nuke us. Okay? So we got nuked. And the frozen space aliens were vaporized. So we all got vaporized.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, our ancestors.
Big funky teleport going on there. However, Xenu's plan involved setting up electronic traps in Tegeak's atmosphere. Tegeak is Earth. atmosphere, which were designed to trap the souls of spirits of the dead space aliens. The frozen dead. You're not dead until you're warm and dead. Remember that.
Okay, yeah.
And when the 13.5 trillion spinets were being blown around in the nuclear winds, the electronic traps worked like a charm and captured all these souls in electronic sticky flypaper-like traps.
Okay.
So okay, you got, like, so you follow me here. We got all this flypaper floating around the atmosphere capturing souls. Okay. Take another bong hit right
quickly.
Now, otherwise the high will kind of end. Okay. Spirits of the aliens were then taken to huge multiplex cinemas. Let me read that again. The spirits of the aliens were then taken to huge multiplex cinemas. To like giant famous player theaters. I'm not making this shit up. That Xenu had previously instructed his forces to build on GJAC. I can't stand watching the movie.
Did they watch Battlefield Earth?
No, he's not that cruel. In these movie theaters, the spirits would just spend many days watching special 3D movies.
You're joking.
No, this is the shit. This is their doctrine. Okay. The purpose of which was twofold. No. Be open-minded.
Okay.
The purpose of this was twofold. To implant these spirits with a false reality, i.e. the reality of wogs. A wog. What is a wog, you might ask? We are wogs.
Wasn't that that book that you read in like elementary school and these green guys were underground? Or those are gogs?
No, I think those are gugs and they're H.P. Lovecraft monsters whose mouth opens vertically. But anyway, Hubbard's derisory term for anyone not a Scientologist. So Hubbard called anyone not a Scientologist wogs. Sort of like how Harry Potter called the mundane people muggles. And in Middle Earth, they're called mundanes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But if you're not a Scientologist, you're a wog. So I am King Wog.
Damn wog.
I am wog. The reality of wogs known on Earth today was what got programmed them. That was the first one. And the second one was to control these spirits for all eternity so they can never cause trouble for Xenu in this sector of the galaxy. Fucking troublemakers.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't he just let us float around on the planet after having our ass nuked? Nothing says don't cause trouble like being nuked. Ask the people of Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
Akbar, whoop. Fuck, we're really sorry. Sorry about that old plane thing.
Instead of letting these people float out into space, they sat them down and made them watch movies.
Actually, that said, though, if you made me watch Battlefield Earth for like 4 days in a row in 3D, I'd probably agree to whatever the fuck you wanted.
I'll do
a Gap commercial. I swear to God, I like it. During these films, many false pictures and stories were implanted into the spirits, which resulted in spirits believing in things that control mankind on Earth today, including religion. The concept of religion, including God, Christ, Mohammed, Moses, were all implanted false reality into the very minute... We're all implanted false reality that to this very minute are used to control wogs on Earth.
It's all coming true. I can't believe it. Eyes are open.
You believe this stuff because you spent too long in the 3D theater. Didn't you? Where's Sim? I don't know. I dropped him off here earlier. Oh, God. Did he have his red and blue glasses? Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's back in the theater. Watching
I am Spider-Man. Oh, God. Oh, no. Imagine if these guys, you know, that's too bad that they played those 3D movies. Because what if you played first-person 3D shooters? We'd be like a Klingon race. We'd be all like storming a galaxy, kicking ass and digging names.
I think that would have been better.
It would have been. When the film ended, the souls left the cinema. Tickets, please. And getting out of parking at 13 trillion people would have been a bitch.
That would have been horrible.
We're in parking lot
A53799.
Okay. I'm not making this shit up. Yeah. When the film ended, the souls left the cinema. They started to stick together in clusters of a few thousand and remained that way until mankind began to inhabit the Earth. How we began to inhabit the Earth, we're not really sure. Today on Earth, all the spirits of these aliens have attached themselves to our bodies and are the root cause of the false reality that all but Scientology's Homo Novus, or OT-8s. Okay, I'll explain this here. Homo Novus is like Homo Sapien, only they call it Homo Novus. OT-8 is when they remove... Because you have all these spirits that plague you, right? When they remove you, you are considered an OT, which stands for Operational Thetan. Thetan is the name, substitutes Thetan equals soul or spirit.
Okay.
So there's body Thetans, which are other spirits that hurt you.
Yes.
And OT is your own spirit.
Which is good.
Okay. So once you get processed, you become OT-0, and then you go up the levels, right?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
OT8 is good?
OT8 is a high level.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know.
Max hit points.
Yeah.
Good armor.
Yeah, that's when you're on eBay. It's the job of all Scientologists to remove these false reality from the world by auditing each and every space alien spirit and human on Earth and the entire universe to clear. That's actually their term for it. Are you clear? Clear.
All clear.
You know, like,
all clear here.
Clear, clear, clear. Okay, that's a little frightening. For those who oppose Scientology, stand in their way, like the Lisa McPherson Trust and all Scientology critics, Sean, Scientology promises to do away with them quietly and without sorrow.
Because they were Because
I'm bad. So they actually, and that's a quote, they will do away with everyone who's not a Scientologist quietly and without sorrow.
Wow.
I don't know, but you might
strong
be,
words.
You might be real quiet, but I'm gonna be
real loud.
I'm gonna be real loud and mind the gunfire. We have calculated that on average. Okay, so this is how it works because since they actually have concrete numbers, right? They actually have concrete numbers that they can work with.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Each person on the planet Earth has 2,209 of these body thetans, BTs. Don't get this confused with the OTs.
I feel infected.
Okay, body thetans, Hubbard's term for the alien spirits attached to you, causing you to be constrained by Xenu's false reality. Okay, you getting this? The average cost for Scientology to OT8, okay, that means taking you from you thetan-infected motherfucker all the way up to OT8 is a mere $360,000. That's for each and every man, woman, and child. That's what Scientology charges to take you to, you know, ultimate being in the galaxy. Now, they believe, honestly, now, when you're in OT8, that you have, like, mastery of time and space and shit.
Like, wow, like, really? You're like something out of a Marvel comic, right?
You're like Q.
Your hand over the earth.
Yeah, you're like pretty scary.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, but meaning that each body thetan only costs $163 to clear. If you break that down,
I can afford a couple.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
But there's 2,000 of them.
Yeah,
everywhere.
So, you know, I can save up. I can get a paper route and at $163, I can get rid of the body thetan. To finish this factual account of what the what they bought, the loyal officers of the Markad Federation finally discovered how evil Xenu was. Now, the Markad Confederation, they're good guys.
Okay.
Okay, they figured out, Xenu, what's with this throwing people in volcanoes thing?
That's all bad.
Now we could, you know, snow over, but putting people in 3D battlefield Earth for days? What are you, insane?
My God, man. Nobody can withstand that.
You know, holy cow, that's being, like, trapped on the It's a Small World ride for, like, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. I want to die. So they overthrew Xenu. And now he's locked away in a mountain in one of those planets and kept in by a force field powered by an internal battery.
Is that like something out of the Superman thing?
Yeah, take another
like
bong
trapped
hit.
Trapped in a cube.
Every time Xenu gets captured, take a bong hit. It's the Scientology thing. Every time you audit a Thetan, take a bong hit. Okay. Make sure you don't use seaweed because you'll be just wrecked. Now, that's a great story. Okay, that's a great story.
Makes a good movie.
Makes it, no.
No.
Because I'm sorry, I'd be like, this is on crack. Okay, when you can't, when
makes sense.
Billions of people like Carl Sagan would be like, what? You know, I have a problem with that. So I
want to hear the story of how you get somebody approaching you to believe
in
that.
Oh, no. Like, they can't dump that on you all at once.
No.
No, they can't do that all
You'd
at once.
Be
but,
runaway screaming.
But we got how that works, okay? You see, the way it works is Scientology actually started with the book Dianetics, which was published in the 50s. I'm going to go over this in the second part of the show, where I'm going to talk about the actual history of Scientology and times and dates and what happened and shit like that. So the people
That's
got
a, good idea.
a really solid idea about the history of this thing, okay? What it happens is that you can be audited by using, like, these two cans of asparagus.
What?
That's what they said. They said that some apparently asparagus has some kind of spiritual properties to it. But they have this. I'm not making this shit up. They have this. They have this. They have this. They have this thing. It looks like a polygraph. They hook up to you.
Yes.
Okay. And
does this count the thetans?
No. Keep it open.
It's off the scale.
No, you're saying
up and down.
That's the thetans talking.
Poor asparagus on it before he's gone.
Somebody get this motherfucker some asparagus. I fucking ate asparagus too. It's true, God, it's true. And don't even talk to me about Brussels sprouts. That shit's rank. But anyway, no, seriously, if you, what they do is they hook this thing up to you, and when they ask you, Sam can't even talk.
Stop laughing.
You can't stop. No, seriously, they hook this shit up to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they talk to you, and the questions they say, because you have a reptilian mind, mm-hmm. and analytical mind, the primordial reptilian mind.
Yeah.
Suddenly, every evolutionist in the room went, fucking my nose. Sean, I'd like to point out, no.
They all believe you in evolution or what?
All you Satan motherfuckers, just hang back. No, there is no evolution. They believe in reincarnation.
We got dropped off here.
Yeah, we all just kind of showed the fuck up. Anyway.
Okay.
So what happens is you have these programs like that limit your brain, that it's kind of like your operating system. You got viruses in your operating system, so you got to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to get into the root sector, which is your reptilian mind.
Yeah. Okay.
So another guy who knows the right cheat codes can talk to you. Seriously, this is the best anagram.
Yeah.
They can talk to you. And then they because they can see when they're talking to you how the little graphy thing moves,
yes.
until there's no more response to questions, and then you're clear.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Now you're empowered, and you'll have better health and all this kind of shit.
Okay.
Just by ditching your things.
This is one of the early levels.
This is very early.
Oh, okay.
This is very early. So they talk to you in such a way, and this is how it starts. Actually, that's not the way it starts is they do a personality analysis on you.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, okay, see, you're too sad here, but you're way too happy over here. You know,
we did that before.
Yeah, there's acceptable levels of happy and sad, which is
not
all...
Not too happy.
Yeah, don't be too happy. You,
not too sad.
No, not too sad, because you got to keep a nice median, otherwise you become unstable. Yeah, okay.
Like eating popcorn and, like,
yeah,
being
yeah.
brainwashed.
Kool-Aid much? Anyway, so I'm like, yeah.
You going to talk about your test?
Yeah, I took one, and they told me that I needed to be more outspoken and work on my sense of humor. I'm not making that shit up. They actually told me that.
Sean's still working on his sense of
humor. Yeah, I'm working on that sense of humor thing, motherfucker. I was just like, really? You know, if I was any more outspoken, I'd probably be in jail.
That close.
You know, and I must have a better sense of humor. I better work on it, because there's no way that I should have been able to listen to you people without laughing my fucking head off. Anyway, no, it was brutal. So... this is what they do. They do a personality interview, and then they audit you, and then you're at zero,
yeah.
and then you start taking these courses, which are actually designed to make you mentally unstable. I'm serious. They are.
Well,
like,
they have to get you to that level to believe that stuff.
You don't believe this stuff? Check this out, because I do not have enough time to cover accurately all the shit that is wrong with Scientology.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
like,
there isn't enough time.
No, there's not enough time. And it just goes from there, okay?
Hence so once the web pages.
And then once after you do personality is zero, they teach you a communications course so you can send and receive information properly. Get your TCOIP stack working. Okay.
It's like their version of ESP.
And then they use this program with the thing hooked up to you to remove this your enneagrams. They're not things they remove. They're called enneagrams. They're like,
oh,
programs.
No. More stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
programs in your primeval mind that, like, stop you.
Did the Thetans put these in your head?
I don't know where they came from. I think they came with the package.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
They got installed by default.
Yeah. They're like a really bad, you know, real audio install where it plays everything by default. I hate that
God
shit.
Damn it.
Yeah. It sucks. So these spiritual viruses, and then once you're all clear... You become an operational Thetan. I am an operational Thetan. This Thetan is not operational. It is now safe to turn off your Thetan.
So you're at zero now.
So you're,
once you're all ESPs happening,
yeah.
you're ready to accept.
What's going to come
exactly
next.
What's gonna come
spread
next.
Your ass cheeks wide, okay?
no,
from
Lou,
there you can
here
go,
it comes.
You can go up the secret ladder. And just to go with that, just to give you a break here, I'm going to play a remix of Porn on Beta. This one is not on the album, and this is Steve, who is not Steve.
Oof.
Oof.
Yes,
yeah.
Oof. That's
Oof.
His name.
Who's Steve?
That's great.
And Oof did some ranting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I got it.
You
got
okay,
the microphone.
Sean?
No, sorry. It's my Thetan, and my hand was all fucking with me.
He's trying to prevent us from doing the show.
Yeah, he was.
Evil Thetan. We'll have to exercise that.
We're all working for Xenu. So that's why the show's going very well tonight.
Right.
The Thetans are on our side.
Oh.
I will preach to the Wogs.
What's the opposite? I guess the Scientologists are against
us. Wogs actually sounds kind of cool.
It is, yeah.
Wog!
You can, like, yell it.
Yeah. Right? You're like, Wog!
Wog!
You want to do that. You should make a song about Wogs. We the Wogs. You'd be like Ghosts on Mars. You know, can you ever see that movie, Ghost on Mars, or the Ghost of Mars? It's like really brutal. Like these Thetans get out of Mars and they.
Were those when it was dark? No.
No, that's pitch black.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's pitch black. Ghost of Mars had these like all these Marilyn Manson, you know, heavy goth motherfuckers running around cutting people's heads off and shit. Ice Cube was in it. Chick from.
No, I did not see that. No.
Oh, it's great. I mean, that's what I want to be. Well,
that's a
quality
film.
I want to be the Ghost on Mars walk. Oh, Mufasa! filing my teeth down and cutting people's heads off and shit. That'd be awesome. I'd have all superpowers, you know. That'd be the shit.
That'd be sweet.
Be like Xenu, dude. You give me a mecha, I will wipe these Scientologists out. Hear my transmission.
Right now.
Get me a spaceship. They'd be like, Sean, you have to be more tolerant. Really. I tell you what. I got a Star Cruiser over there, and I got about 15,000 fighter pods.
And the GPS code for the nearest volcano.
And I would have people lined up. If you join me in my war against Scientology, you can get the fuck off this planet, A. I will give you power mecha, and I will set you loose on other worlds. They'd be like, people would be like carving their names. Sean, I'm more dedicated than he is. Because I'll kill you.
Xenu.
Yeah, Xenu's my man. Oh, Mufasa. Okay, so anyway, on that note, you know, all you fucking wogs, listen up. I'm actually going to do that. For now, I think I'm going to refer to all our listeners as wogs. Wogs. Hello, you wogs. You fucking wogs. All right, wogs, listen up. This is Porn on Beta with Oof on vocals. Very slick.
On Suburban Cowboy.
Suburban Cowboy, baby.
The Oof mix.
Suburban Wog.
Here it is.
So, I got this dream. I'm living in my nice big fat house. I got all the cool modern stuff. I got the bread maker. I got the app roller. I got the singing fish in every room. And all my 2.5 kids, I got 2.5 PlayStation TV. Ain't no Martin Stewart doesn't love my house. But you know what? That's not enough. That's not what I need in this house. You know what else I need? I need the herbal teas. Find the herbal teas. Herbal teas are places I can't find on that map. I need this whole wheat granola muffins squares with a rare Brazilian rainforest berries. I need my Mongolian river salt. I need my Belgian mongoose pate. I need the 24 case of the designer Bulgarian soda pop. Because you ain't got the cool stuff, you ain't got the weird stuff, you ain't got the stuff that needs money, you ain't nothing, man. So I'm piling into my SUV, I'm putting my baseball hat backwards on my big fat head, and I take that big fat D10 key and I put it back in my big fat D10 steering column. You know what? That car don't go. That car don't start. I can't get it down the driveway. I'm thinking to myself, now what the hell am I going to do? Shopping list in my hand, and it keeps where you go in my back pocket. How the hell can I go into this place and be all cool and modern by their cool modern shit when everybody saw me rolling into that big old smoking shit that car I had when I was 17 years old? I'm getting that thinking, fuck cares? As long as I go in there and I buy their cool shit. And then it occurs to me, you know what? Fuck them. They tell me I gotta buy their cool shit. Fuck them all. They made me like this. Every cherry, every stupid sneaker, every goddamn happy meal people can buy me since I was 2 years old made me like this. And I bought their shit. Man, I'm not cool. I suck.
black dog, goatee, mouse ear, gout, wearing, cocky, swinging, retard. You ruined my life. You ruined all my friends' life. And I hate you. And I will get you. I am coming down on you like a plate of God.
What was up with the beat of the rhythm of the night there at the end there? It was like bad 80s.
To the beat of the rhythm of the night, dancing to the morning light. Oh, baby, I got my red sneakers on. I got dancing fucking hair, and the girls are not my pet jeans.
Oh, give me a break. I'm just going to beat my head into the floor. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah, I'm on fire.
You know. My morning. What's with the axe? Oh, and just for Red 5, was she a great big fat girl? Was she a great big fat girl? Anyway. Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me.
Just put the dog in the fucking basket. It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
He's super wog, man.
He is
Wild
wog.
Wild Bill was fucking uber wog. Uber wog!
Wog is such a meaty dude. I'd rather call him wog than a Scientologist.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Sea Org. Wog! Wog. It'd be like Yig, the Slayer of Plankton. That's what I'll do. I'll get my whale. Everyone who doesn't know, I've got a whale. Okay, I adopted a whale.
I adopted
a whale. And you're allowed to name these fucking whales?
Anything you want.
Anything you want. And you pay the money, and they name the whale because there's whales, right? So it's pretty brutal. You know, you can. And you know what they were naming whales? Whales. Largest land mammal. Largest mammal in the world. Whales.
Largest thing in
the
world.
They're fucking monstrous. Okay? Whales. And they're naming them shit like Bubbles. Saturn.
Bubbles,
you know,
will fucking kill you, okay?
Bubbles will turn her tail and smote you mightily. And
Bubbles doesn't notice when it inhales you in the ocean, okay?
Bubbles is going to crack your fucking planet in half.
Bubbles,
okay?
Passes you without digesting you.
Yeah,
okay?
You know, Bubbles
doesn't
Bubbles
notice.
Shit's bigger than you are, okay? So you don't want to fuck with Bubbles, okay? And they were giving them names like that. Bubbles and Saturn and shit like that. So hopefully, one day, they will all be on, like, somewhere, some SKTFM wog. You know, that's gotta be what.
That's
the name for the Sean Kennedy fans.
We are the wogs of Sean. Wog.
I'm just a wog, man. Me and Zinu.
Play to my God. Like that.
Wogging
out together.
It's true. It's true. I do work for Zinu, and he's promised battle mechs for all of you. All the wogs
believe
get battle
in
mechs in custom configuration. You can, as a matter of fact, begin designing your own battle mech now.
He will supply.
And you can email me. I got to set up an email one of these days. The actual show email. I don't have the show email yet.
Not yet.
Set up. But when I do, you can email me your pictures of your battle mech, your wog mechs.
For now, you can just send them to info@rantradio.com.
Yeah, send your this hyped out, and you can steal.
Battle mech,
you can Photoshop in your battle mechs, transform battle mechs, best design, whatever. They're all, you know, the wog mecha. Yeah, second division wog mecha para. Okay, you can send that in, and we're gonna make a site for the wogs.
We'll put that up. The wog pictures.
Rant Radio wogs. The wogs of Rant Radio. Oh,
we'll arise.
We will
and
arrive.
Defeat the evil Scientologists.
And won't they be fucking? Yes, we will do away with you quietly. Yeah.
I mean, who do the Scientologists have?
We will do away with you quickly and without sorrow and very quietly.
Yeah, well, you can explain to me how you're going to quietly destroy a 35-foot ton vehicle. You know, I'm sorry, but it's going to be like they should have me be one of the. They should have me be one of those guys in the next Mech Warrior, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd be awesome. I could be like a Mech Warrior and be like, yeah, have some of that, bitch. Whoa. Anyway.
Could be called Sergeant Wog or something.
Sergeant Wog. Uber Wog.
Uber Wog.
Somebody build me a mech. I don't have time. Somebody should design me a mech. I'll take the best. Yeah. Whoever comes up with the best mecha design, I will adopt it as my own and have it built for me. That'll be awesome. And I'll have like a flag or something. Yeah, that'll be cool. Anyway,
on a side note, SKTFM episode 6 is out.
Oh, yeah.
TV. So go to SKTFM.tv.
Is that all the outtakes?
Yes, that is all the outtakes that didn't fit. It's all the crap that didn't fit in the first three episodes.
My fat bloated body.
So it's at the top of your. It's at the top of the IRC, so you can get a location there, and the webpage will probably be updated too. So it's lots of good fun.
Okay. So in let's go over the history of Scientology. I'm going to go over the history of Scientology. Holy fuck! It's 8:55. How does this happen? The hour's gone. You know,
and you haven't even scratched the surface.
I haven't even scratched. I got a ton of shit here. You know what? I'm going to keep going because I just hate Scientology that much. I do. I hate the hate. If I could stay here in this room,
and just hate Scientology.
No, seriously. If I could stay here in this room and not allow one more person, because I'm in this room, not one more person would join Scientology. I would stay here. Without my wife.
It's like that chick up the tree. Like, camping out in the tree for 3 years so it wouldn't get cut down.
Yeah, but, like, if I could have, like, some... Because, like, Xenu or whatever... Yeah. Of course, Xenu's better than that. You know, he just gives us all mecha and says, time to a final solution, Scientology assholes. So, I tried that nuclear bomb shit, so this time we gave you Sean. Sean, descendant of Xenu. Anyway, so...
he is Xenu reborn.
We should fucking do that. Be like, we are agents of Xenu. You must join us.
Come join us.
Join us. Where's that from?
It's either Bad Religion or it's Pennywise. I think it's Bad
Religion. Oh, yeah. Come join us. Can you find that? You should find that. We'll play it
join
at the
us,
end.
Come
and then
join
we'll,
us. I don't think that's what it's called, but I'll try and find it.
Turn in the MRC. I'm sure some asshole knows what the hell we're talking
about.
What's
the Bad Religion song that says, come join us?
You know that one? That we'll make that like the WOG anthem or some shit. Anyway. So, let's go over the history of Scientology. In 1950, L. Ron Hubbard published the book Dianetics. Remember, everyone's heard of Dianetics, okay? And it's actually called Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health. The gist of this I already went over. We have an analytical mind, a reptile mind. Another guy talks to you and move these anagram viruses from your section of your brain, from your one side to the other, whatever. And they do this with a super crude skin response. Galvanometer is what it is. Galvanometer, I guess, until the dude comes up clean. After this, you're good to go. Okay, that's the deal. All right, that's how this whole Scientology thing works. Okay, so that was in 1950 when L. Ron Hubbard, you know, smoked a big fat doobster and, came up with that crack. Then in January 15th of 1951, the Hubbard Dianetic Research Foundation, Incorporated, was accused of operating a school for treatment of disease without a license. The foundation propounds a theory that his supporters claim to be a simple scientific cure to mental illness. So he's actually treating people, saying, this will cure you.
Is it like the stuff with the chicken guts and the pretending to dive into your stomach and dig out all the cancerous stuff?
No. The spirit surgery is actually...
Spirit surgery,
spiritual surgery or psychic surgery is...
Psychic
surgery is actually real. I believe in spirit and psychic surgery.
More than this.
But I don't buy this shit. In a 400-page book outlining the theory, L. Ron Hubbard, an Elizabeth resident, claims, this was from a newspaper at that time, claims to unqualifiedly that the hidden source of all psychosomatic ills and human aberrations have been discovered and the skills have been developed with an invariable cure. So he got a $500 fine for that in 1951 for talking shit.
Okay.
Where the world went, what do you want, fucking drugs?
And that didn't prevent him.
Yeah, no. But in 1952...
He's back!
U.S. Marshals interrupted one of Hubbard's speeches to arrest him. He was giving a speech, and he got arrested for failure to return some $9,000 in 1952.
Whoa.
So, yeah, so he swindled out nine...
You could, like, buy a house back then for that.
Yeah, for $9,000.
Whoa.
So, And Hubbard dying a bankruptcy number, and I've got a bankruptcy number here and shit like that. You should probably post that in the IRC. Bankruptcy number if people want to look it up. But it's all on Xenu.net or whatever. Okay, then in March of 53, the Detroit School of Scientology and Dianetics was raided by the police on behalf of the Detroit Board of Health for investigation practice of medicine without a license. Again, so these guys are like fucking with people's head. Now understand that psychology... a lot of people go, well, you know, they're just talking to you. No. If you have people who are in need, okay, they can be manipulated to do all kinds of shit. It's really sick. And everyone who tuned in on September the 11th, when the shit went down, there was a number there for counseling, which was given to the stations. And that was a Scientology number that they called up and said, yeah, we have a counseling center open to people who are upset about this crisis. Put this on the screen. And CNN did.
Yeah.
And after they found out it was a Scientology thing,
yank!
Oh, fuck, it was gone.
No, we're really, really sorry. We didn't check our facts. We're stupid.
Yeah. And that's pretty sick. It's pretty sick that they would try to capitalize on that just to manipulate people. Like,
yeah.
I'm That's like,
horrible.
I'm a little stronger today because I was reduced to a big pile of mental shit once in the Army. Like, I was a big pile of goo, and they never bothered to build me back up, so I had to kind of do it myself. And but I got a lot of pain. Like, a lot of people are like, well, if you're weak. No, there's a lot of weak people, okay? A lot of people looking. A lot of people want to find solutions, a place to join and stuff like that.
And if these people get to you, maybe you're weak enough.
Yeah, and they might. And once you give these, and these guys are good, man.
Yeah.
They're good.
Well, they have to be.
They have to be to pull this shit off. Okay, and it's brutal. So, you know, carrying on here.
I've got to make Xenu Warrior Princess. That's great.
Xenu Warrior,
Xenu Warrior Princess.
That's true, yeah.
That's a good one.
In 1955, okay, so we were last, we were 1953. In 55, a $9,000 damage suit was bought in a superior court in Phoenix, Arizona, by a Mrs. Astrid Anderson Humphrey, where she let Scientologists use her house for their weird-ass mental experiments.
Okay.
And they turned her house into a nut hatch where they put the most damaged people in Scientology in this house and did fucking mental, like, hypnosis and all kinds of suggestion shit on them.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But, surprisingly, the case was settled out of court, which means they wrote her a big fat check.
Quietly out of court.
Okay.
He's getting smarter now.
Yeah, that's when he decided he better fucking stay low. So for the next little while, it was no big deal. But in 1963, the Food and Drug Administration raided Scientology's headquarters and seized all their e-meters, which is those fucking anti-Thetan thingies, like, or anti-anagram things. The FDA accused Scientology of claiming the e-meter could cure medical ailments. Later, all e-meters were ordered to have labels disavowing any such claims. Scientology found itself under close scrutiny in the U.S. and abroad. In the 60s would be a particularly troubling time for L. Ron. L. Ron Hubbard, he's the dipshit who came up with this. And eventually he moved his base of operations to England.
So all these machines have to have, like, little stickers on them. So
yeah,
this
illegal.
Does absolutely
this
nothing.
This does sweet fuck all. Jack shit the big bupkis, okay? This does not a goddamn thing. Okay, then in 1965, the state of Victoria, Australia, banned the practice of Scientology entirely.
Really?
Yeah, gone. Scientology.
Does that stand today?
Yeah, the Aussies, because the Australia, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Australians are pretty fucked up, but sometimes they get
right. Their government's pretty fucked up, but the people themselves, they're like, you know, what?
What?
Huh? You know, seriously, like, they're not going to buy into that shit. So they're like, no, this is a cancer. And what the Justice Anderson, Supreme Court of Victoria, this was his statement. He said, now this is, okay, when you're a Supreme Court justice, okay, that kind of means you've climbed the ladder. Whether or not you agree with this person's morals, I mean, they've been around, they've seen a lot of sick shit. Okay, this is what he said. He said, and I quote, quote, Scientology is evil. Its techniques are evil. Its practice is a serious threat to the community, medically, morally, and socially. And its adherents are sadly deluded and often mentally ill. Scientology is the world's largest organization of unqualified persons engaged in practice of dangerous techniques which masquerade as mental therapy.
Pretty strong.
Yeah,
like, that, like, is to the point.
Yeah. Wow, you suck and should be destroyed. Later on, it was unconventional, but Justice Anderson was noted as, I happen to know for a fact that Justice Anderson was noted as saying later that he sent a transmission to Xenu, and I was appraised of that situation. That's why I've been sent here to gather the WOG army, which, of course, will be issued with your custom mecha.
Yeah.
In 1967, Hubbard wrote the famous Fair Game Law. Now, this is some shit. Now, in 1967, the Fair Game Law, which was a law that L. Ron Hubbard put into play in Scientology, this is a law which Scientologists adhere to.
Okay,
which allows that anyone declared an enemy of Scientology may be tricked, sued, or lied to, or destroyed.
Okay, that's fair game?
Yeah, that's fair game.
Anybody's
you
fair game.
You can trick, sue them, lie them, or destroy them. That was in 1967 he brought that
in. Working against us.
So no doubt, you know, I'd love if they fucking sued my ass. Come get some. I got fuck all. I got SFA.
Take it all.
Please.
And I'll keep talking.
Yeah,
right?
And the next broadcast I'll do from your fucking church. I'll do it from inside your church spitting on you people. I'll wear a big shirt that says HIV positive. Fucking come get some. So, also that... I
keep biting your tongue and spitting blood at
them. I won't say I have AIDS. I'll just wear a shirt that says that. They can make up their own assumption. Also that year, Hubbard claimed to have resigned from his position of head of Scientology. Now, this is crazy. He resigned from his position. He purchased 3 ships and headed for the high seas. Okay, now these aren't like boats. These are like ships. Okay.
Ship.
Yeah, he bought 3 ships, like 3 cruise ships, and fucked off into the ocean.
Big ones. Okay.
Yeah. This was the beginning of the Sea Organization, where, and the Sea Organization today is like a very hardcore, they're like the Taliban of Scientology. They're the hardcore militant motherfuckers. Yeah.
Wing of Scientology.
When the WOG nations under Sean Kennedy working for Xenu strike, the Sea Org is going down first. We're going to do like para airdrops. God, I would love to have like, some guys like, I want to do something with Mecha. Yeah, some flash animation with like, you know, the big fucking Sea Org and like para drop Xenu ships and it'd be awesome. It's about, ooh, second division, Xenu para! You know, it'd be awesome, yeah. Oh, sexy. I should make a movie. It'll be called Battlefield Fuck You Earth. It'll be awesome. Sorry, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Oi! Anyway.
Oi!
From
Australia.
We're from Australia! That's where we'll start, too. We'll do it all in the Red Desert, be like this Red Sands training with Mecca. That'd be awesome. Because the Australians were the first ones to clue the fuck in.
Find Justice Anderson to play this old guy.
Yeah, we'll get Christopher Walken to play Justice Anderson. He'll rule. So I think that, actually, I wonder if I can do that. Read the thing here. Because, you see, Scientology is evil. Its techniques are evil. Its practices are serious threat to the community, medically, morally, and socially, and its adherents are sadly deluded and often mentally ill. You know, my son, stupid fuck that he is, joined the world's largest organization of unqualified persons engaged in the practice of, you know, dangerous techniques as masquerade as mental therapy, you know? I just can't agree with that, so we're gonna unleash the WOGs on you fucked up people. Anyway,
he is Justice Anderson.
Anyway, sorry. So as a WOG, he's a member of the WOG Armada. Fuck, I want to draw this all up now.
It's coming together,
Sean. I totally do. Like, no, last time I did this, I had like 2 years of my life absorbed. And, no, I'm not going to actually make the Walk Armada.
Yeah, okay. Just for
but
fun.
Anyway, the Sea Org is really fucking dangerous. Okay, Scientologists signed a pledge. Okay, so do they pledge to die? No, they believe in reincarnation. So when they join the Sea Org, they pledge to work in Scientology for 1 billion years.
Wow, that's
meaning
quite
that
the dedication.
When I die, I'll be back. I'll put in another quarter and I'll spawn again and be able to go kick some more ass.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they believe.
1 billion years.
1 billion years. This is a very dangerous group. Do not go fucking with the Scientologists, okay? Yeah. And this, I'm not joking. I make a lot of jokes here, okay, guys? But if people who are turning in and listening, if you are dealing with these people are dangerous.
Yeah, forget
people.
Those religious fanatics. They just they just live for the organization to die once.
Yeah.
These people die forever.
Even the most psychosomatic, book-burning Christians don't really want to kill you. Okay, and these people, it's cool to kill you. Okay, to destroy you, it's legal in their religion. Okay, so do not fuck with these guys. They are very dangerous. Wait until you get the Mecca. Okay, and then you're an MDC structure and you can really kick some ass. Okay, anyway. So, in 1975, after years of running the organization from aboard his ship, the Apollo. No shit, the Apollo. You know, that's what the name of his boat. Hubbard settled on a land base in Clearwater, Florida. And Hubbard and his crew moved where they purchased the Fort Harrison Hotel. Like, big money here.
They must have had a lot of followers by then.
Oh,
to
well,
be able to
big bucks,
afford
man,
this.
At $360 a head, you know, like...
I mean, was Hubbard a very prosperous book writer at this point?
Well, yeah, because everyone was buying his shit. He started his own religion, right? I mean, that's what it was. So he bought the Fort Harrison Hotel and a former bank building in the downtown area under the name United Churches of Florida to hide Scientology's connection. Now, these guys are all about umbrella companies, okay? Like, for example, the Cult Awareness Network in the United States, you may have heard of them. The Cult Awareness Network. Yeah, they're owned by Scientology. That's a Scientology organization.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so don't go...
They'll make you aware of their cult.
Yeah, no, like, if you look at the Cult Awareness, they'll say, no, Scientology's good, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, like, don't hate the media. Become the media.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Scientology is trying to do here, which is why...
Trying to be the voice of truth.
Which is
hence
why,
on September 11th,
why we the WOGs of Xenu,
must fight back.
Must fight back. So while Scientology expanded slowly, behind the scenes, their guardian's office Guardian's office was conducted incredible illegal cloak and dagger operations against Clearwater's mayor. So in Florida, the mayor was being like huge espionage shit was pulled on him.
And they're probably trying to oust him to get somebody else
His
in.
His name was Gabe Cazares, I guess, C-A-Z-A-R-E-S, Cazares or Zares or whatever. At that time was, at that time, the Guardian's office, now this was the office they created there in that hotel, the Scientologists, okay, was running operations against the IRS, the Justice Department, and other government bodies, as well as anyone else perceived to be in their way. This is where they landed in Clearwater, Florida, and started running black ops.
Taking over Florida.
Yeah, like, excuse me, that, when you're running operations against the government, that's called terrorism.
It is now, anyway.
I think these guys should fall into the terrorist clause, you know?
Along with hackers and...
Oh, yeah, at least!
If hackers can make it in, huh.
Yeah, in 1977, based on the information from a defector, okay, so some guy in 77, this dude defected, and the FBI raided a Scientology in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., okay, the evidence from these raids led to federal convictions of the 11 high-ranking Scientologists, including Hubbard's wife, Mary Sue, and L. Ron, while L. Ron Hubbard himself was in hiding. So
it always works.
Yeah, he went to ground, but his wife fucking took the bullet, you know. And so she goes to fucking jail. In 1978, in France... they surrendered. No. In 1978, Hubbard was convicted of fraud in absentee because they tried him without him being there. And he's convicted of fraud. So he's booted. Now he's booted
from France.
You can't
go to France.
France and Australia have now said, fuck you. Okay. Yep. To Scientology.
Two down.
Yeah, two down. So, and he obtained money for the church under false pretenses. So he went into France and ripped them off.
Yeah.
And France charged him with fraud. In 1978, Hubbard, in 82... under the leadership of David Miscavige, okay, while Hubbard continued hiding out, an organizational shakeup occurred wherein mission holders were severely pressured to relinquish their independence to a more powerful central organization. Okay, this is when they all said, no, all your radical cells must obey the will of one, right? This was probably the most tumultuous internal time in Scientology's history, with many people either leaving or splitting off from the organization. It also firmly established the authority of this David Miscavige, so he like brought everyone under him and his entourage.
Okay,
so now he's like the living god.
Hubbard's not even in the picture right now.
Yeah, no, he's running the show from hiding, right? But this David Miscavige came in and fucking, did the deal. Now, in 1983, the Ontario Provincial Police in Canada conducted the largest police raid in Canadian history. Woo-hoo! Against the Church of Scientology in Toronto. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. And then seized some 250,000 documents in about 900 boxes. This led finally to Scientology being convicted of a breach of public trust for conducting infiltration of the Canadian government offices.
What does that mean?
That means that they were getting jobs in Canadian government offices.
Infiltrating. Like they did in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. So they were trying to pull that shit on the Canadians.
We're too smart for that.
No, we'll jersey your ass. You know, we'll pull your fucking Scientology shirt over your head and beat the living dog shit out of you. That's a great religion you got there. This is what we call a five-minute misconduct. Anyway, so, in January 21st of 1986, L. Ron Hubbard died! That's a fucking tragedy.
He did?
Yeah. He's fucking dead now. So right during Expo there, he kissed off.
And we all cried.
Yeah. Bye. See you later, L. Ron, you fucking prick. Yeah. Oh, Sean, you shouldn't speak ill of the dead. Speak ill of the dead? Give me his fucking skull and a stick. I'll fucking
melt. Let's go dig him up and make him our symbol.
Oh, seriously, man. I'll make a planetary bomb for when I go fuck with the logs. Oh, wait, no, the logs are on my side. When I go fuck with the Scientologists. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so he died. And despite his anti-psychiatric stance throughout his life, his whole life, he's Mr. No, psychiatry's bad. The prescription drug Valistrol was found in his system.
I wonder what that is. What is that?
Well, no, understand, Valistrol is like this anti-psychotic, antidepressant thing. So, meanwhile, he's
off kilter.
Now, the Scientologists believe he decided to leave Earth. Sort of
this
like,
is the way he did it.
Hail bop, 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 hail bop, bop, cha, bop, bop, hail bop. You know,
drink your Kool-Aid.
Drink your fucking Kool-Aid, L. Ron. And so he fucked off at the high port to another planet. Okay.
The 76 or whatever planets.
Yeah, one of the other ones. But don't worry. Once we get our mecha gone, we'll go hunt his ass.
We'll find him.
Yeah, we'll find him. You can run, but you can't hide. In 1988, Scientology president Herbert Jensich, okay, this was a new dude who took over, named Herbert Jensich, and 60 other Scientologists were arrested for fraud in Spain.
They're all over.
Yeah, and released on $500,000 bond and returned to the United States. The case is ongoing to this day.
From 88.
From 1988,
whoa.
Yeah. In 1989, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that fixed donations for auditing in Scientology are not taxes exempt.
So, no religion anymore.
Well, they're not tax exempt because yeah. they're fixed donations.
Like, they have to give this much.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, in 1991... Time Magazine, now I got to give Time Magazine some fucking credit here.
Yeah.
Okay. Time Magazine published a cover story about Scientology called The Cult of Greed.
Mm-hmm.
Scientology sued, and Time spent $7 million defending themselves and getting their charges dismissed and retracting one sentence from the article.
One sentence. $7 million.
Yeah. And they retracted one sentence from the article.
That must have been a pretty nasty sentence.
Ah, I'd like to know what it was.
Yes.
Yeah. And fuck you, your mother sucks cocks in hell.
That must have been it.
Which is probably one of the nastiest sentences I've ever heard in my life. From The Exorcist Day. I mean, nothing yes. really says fuck you like your mother sucks cocks in hell. That should be the wall.
While you're stabbing
cry.
Yourself with a crucifix.
Yeah. You got to do that, you know. You just, that'll be the wall.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Yeah. Your Scientology mother. Fuck you and your hairy stomached mom.
That's a good one.
Who like sucks cocks in hell? Anyway, that's pretty brutal. In 91, the Canadian court granted the largest libel conviction against Scientology, wherein the Crown attorney Casey Hill won a $1.6 million judgment against Scientology's libel against him. So Scientology, this dude stood up and goes, "Yeah, Scientology fucking sucks." And Scientology goes, "We'll fucking sue you for libel." And he goes, "Yeah, I'll fucking countersue," and he won.
Oh,
so they they stepped up and he kicked their ass for $1.6 million, which is fuck all to Scientology.
No, nothing. They understand. They're buying big fleets of boats. And
yeah, they have a cruise ship right now called the Free Winds, okay, which fucks off all around the ocean, and they cruise around the ocean and they do like Scientology.
So they can do whatever
stuff.
They want on the open seas, I guess,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Now, this is a big one, Lisa McPherson. A lot of people talk about Lisa McPherson, and this is the deal with Lisa McPherson. In November 18th of 1995, okay, there was a 36-year-old woman. There's a picture of her. She's a very beautiful girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay, confused, had a few problems. Very beautiful girl. She's 36 years old. Was taken to Scientology at Force Harrison Hotel. Okay, that was the one they bought in Florida, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And this was on November 18th. By December 5th, okay, this is like 14 days later,
mm-hmm.
okay, she was dead. She was taken 45 minutes away by van to a Scientologist doctor where she was pronounced dead.
Hmm.
After having been under constant care of Scientologists in the Scientology hotel, she was severely dehydrated and had lost 40 pounds. She had bug bites all over her body and bruised.
40 pounds in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What
so
are they doing?
It's, and she's a very pretty girl. Do a search on Lisa McPherson. Go to, and she's a very, very pretty girl, you know, and she's fucking dead. You know, and that's just one of them. There's lots of stories of Scientology killing people. And
known or unknown stories.
Yeah, and how much do you want to bet she was raped? You know, how much do you want to bet that she was taken out?
Yeah.
You know, but that's all part of the game. You know, so that's why, you know, I make a lot of jokes and I wish I really did have Mecca to start handing out because motherfucker would I ever do it. So until we get the Mecca, what are we going to do? You know, it's pretty horrible that this shit's going on and these guys are out there. And for the love of God, we're gonna post those fucking links again, Xenu.net and LisaTrust.net. And after the show's over, okay, www.xenu.net and www.lisatrust.net. Those are for people who just had this album given to them, the show given to them on disc or whatever. Those are the websites. Go check those out. There's lots and lots and lots of factual information there. Okay, go check it out. It is very, very dangerous stuff. Okay?
Probably more anti-Scientologist stuff on the net than there is Scientologist stuff.
No, there's a ton of Scientologist
really?
Shit on the web. A gob.
Wow.
A gob. Okay, the only sources that I would trust would be Xenu and Lisa Trust because they back everything they say up, okay? And people they link to. Okay, because these guys got their shit really tight, okay? Now, on that site, there's a link I'm going to put up right now. If you wanted to actively fight Scientology, what do we do to fight Scientology? Okay, well, the first thing you have to do if you want to fight is you got to work on yourself. You must inform yourself. Knowledge equals power, okay? If you have the full knowledge, I've already given you guys a bunch of ammo to deal with this, okay? But if you have, like, go to Xena, go to Least Stress, spend some time, check this shit out. The more you find, you want to get a good adrenal high going, go read about this stuff. You'll be so pissed off by the end of the night there. You know, put on some Static X and just and play that, you know. And it's just brutal. Now, the next thing you want to do is after you educate yourself, you want to educate others. And to do this, you can download this onto MP3, burn it to WAVE, whatever you want to do. Give it to people you know. Yeah, Sean Kennedy, you know, the first one I talked about a lot of pissing out my ass and stuff. This one here had a lot more content. So if you want to distribute a show, do this one, okay? Mm-hmm. Because like I said, this is some scary stuff, and I want to make sure that people don't get taken by this. Okay. Also on Xenu.net, there's a link, which we're going to post in the IRC right now, which is a disk, and it's the Xenonet archive, and they built an HTML document that fits on a floppy, okay, that you can hand out to people. Yeah. And it's called Operation Clambake. It's part of their website, and they it gives a complete archive of all their data and stuff like that, so you don't have to hand out books. You just hand out floppies to people saying, here, you want to know about Scientology? Check this disk out.
Put this in your computer.
Put this in your computer and protect yourself, okay? It's Virus Scan versus Scientology, brought from the WOGs at fucking SKTFM, okay? And I'm serious, man. It's pretty brutal, okay? Also, you should look at the CIC's page on advice what you should and should not do. Now, if you start getting information, in Britain there's a cult information website, which I'm going to post right now, where...
CIC. Cult information...
Something. But this talks about what you should and should not do. If you know someone who's in Scientology right now, before you... Don't go giving them the CD, okay? Because they'll just ostracize you. Okay? You give them a... There's a list of what you should and should not do. Okay? And before you do anything, okay, you want to... After you check out Xenu.net and Lisa Truss, if you want to learn more, there's an awesome fucking book written by a dude named Steve Hassan, okay, H-A-S-S-A-N, Steve Hassan. The book is called Releasing the Bonds, Empowering People to Think for Themselves, okay, and this is for anyone who you think might be involved with a cult. There's lots of really dangerous fucking cults out there, okay. And the one thing that I want to make it clear to everyone is that you do not want to attack Scientologists. They're very dangerous people. Extremely dangerous people. You do not want to mess with these fucking
guys. They got a lot of power and a lot of friends.
They have a lot of power and a lot of friends. The only reason why I can make a broadcast like this is because, well, I'm nobody. I'm Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and I've got a few people. But you know what? If we can go and start distributing information, if everybody burned, like, a copy of the show and handed it to two people or something like that and advised them to do the same, we could have, like, the world's biggest fucking positive chain letter happening or something.
Yeah,
there you
go.
Just to warn people about this shit. I would love more than anything else on the planet. If I was Lead Hacksaw and Mad Hacksaw, I might take a different route than what I'm doing.
Like,
but I can't.
Replacing information with other information?
No, I can't advocate doing that, you know, because they're probably going to get their hands on this. I probably might get sued, and if they do, fucking A. If you Scientologists are listening right now, come get some, bitch. Because I'll tell you to fuck off on national air. But anyway... And I will, too, because I don't really give a shit. That's really
anything
sick.
To raise awareness.
Anything to raise awareness. I'd love to get it. Come at me. I promise you to God, man. I'll fucking put this thing all over the web. Billions of people. You better get all your fucking old people, because no one under the age of 20 is going to be listening to any of your shit.
Billions,
man. So fuck you. And let's not forget, we got the WOG Armada.
WOG Armada.
Yeah. So what I want to talk about now is the WOGs. What's the plan with the WOGs? What's going to happen with the WOGs? All you WOGs out there. First of all, we have to distribute information. North America gets the celebrities they deserve, so if you want to get some decent celebrities, you have to make them.
Hey, you know some celebrities that are Scientologists.
That's right. Yes, that's right. You do. Fuck John Travolta! Fuck
and
Tom Cruise!
Tom Cruise!
And fuck all the other ones who are Scientologists, too, because they're all messed up. We will have them strung up on the front of our WOG mecca. Yes? Yes, in fact.
Strapped to the front going,
strapped to the front, you still look like a fucking monkey! Your hair is bad! I will do plastic surgery on John Travolta to make him look like that guy from that fucking movie for the rest of the time. Yeah, that'll be it. So fuck you, and I'll dress him in disco clothes, and that'll be it for John Travolta. Screw you! You asshole! But, yeah, so it'll be really, really sweet. We of the WOG Armada will unite. So, Until next week, all you fucking wogs, I'm an hour and a half again, so there it is.
It's a big fat present for you all.
A big fat present for you all. And in honor of tonight's, for the our anthem, for, I don't know, for the next 4 hours or so, until we find a better anthem, we will be playing this sign. So until next time, guys, hey, circulate the information, spread the virus, and let's everybody stay free. Okay, and I'll check all you wogs later. Wog!
Wog.
Wog!
Come join us.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds.